This is really good news. As everybody knows who drives on the M60, it's one of the most congested sections of the network in the region and also in the country. Probably one of the top 10. Some of the junctions are equivalent to the M25 in terms of volume of traffic. Over 180,000 vehicles use this section of our network every day. So you can tell when every time you go out there, it's busy. In the morning, it's unreliable journey times. You can be nose to tail, stop, start. What we'll find is once the scheme's completed, journey times will improve, the flow of traffic will smooth out. Won't necessarily make your journey faster, but it will make it more consistent. You will keep moving. And we know it works, like I say, over in Leeds. We know it's working. Business users and road users are already recognising the benefits, and we know across the country. We've done an economic assessment of what benefits the scheme will bring, and we've got for every pound we invest, we're going to get £3 in economic benefit in return. So if we do work, we do make a big difference. And once we've finished in 3 years' time, people should notice a big difference to their journey times.
And do you think, obviously, making a journey more consistent, I presume that's going to ease on petrol consumption, potentially?
Yeah, if you know how long it's going to take and you're moving and stopping, starting has an impact on fuel consumption, definitely. But it gives you that sort of consistency. It's more... I know at the minute if I'm trying to get into Manchester, if I need to be there at a specific time, I need to leave by about 6:30 in the morning to make sure I'm not queuing in traffic. And hopefully once the scheme is completed, you'll be able to leave whatever time of day and it'll have a consistent journey time. You'll know that if your journey takes an hour on a Monday, it'll take an hour on a Tuesday, an hour on a Wednesday. At the minute, that's what you've not got.
And how easy are the signs? Is it quite... self-explanatory? Is everyone picking them up quite easily?
Yeah, it's an intuitive system. So it's when the speed limit varies, you can see it on the overhead gantry, so there's plenty of signs, plenty of warning. And we find that there's a good level of compliance. People automatically can pick up on it. There's nothing revolutionary in terms of being new. It's all out there at the motorway as you speak. It's just we're bringing all these tools together into one package. So you'll see out there normally there's... There's advisory speed limits that flash up, you know, the yellow signs that tell you when congestion's building. The difference with this scheme is those speed limits will be mandatory, so you have to comply. It's denoted by the red ring, but it's self-explanatory, and generally as well, the conditions dictate the speed. So it's an automatic system, so the loops in the road detect when congestion's building, then it automatically slows the traffic down. So it's not going to be like an open motorway and you're being restricted. It'll be busy, and the speed limit will be naturally reflect the level of congestion to keep you moving.
And also you can close lanes when there's been accidents or to let emergency services through. What impact does that have on making sure that the emergency services can get there quicker?
It gives us a lot more control that we've not got at the minute. So you can turn any lane in effect into a hard shoulder by displaying the red X over it. You can warn traffic further downstream that's been an incident. You can move them out the lane that the incident's in. And we can use our message signs to get information to drivers to let them know in advance what's happening and give them plenty of warning. It just gives us a lot more control of what's out there now on the motorway. So it's a really good suite of tools, and the emergency services in the West Midlands, we speak very highly of it. Initially, we're thinking, oh, what you're doing, you're changing the way the motorway, we're not so sure about this, but they're one of the big advocates for it now. Really, really positive. Same over in West Yorkshire with Leeds now. Everyone's really, really happy with the system and can see the benefits.
And what do you hope to achieve by letting the public come and experience this today?
Well, we need to let the public know that we're going to be here for 3 years. We're going to have an impact. But ultimately, it's good news. It's going to be really good benefits. So we want to get people to, one, educate them what Smart Motorway is, because like I say, it's the first one in the Northwest. If people haven't driven in the West Midlands or over in Leeds, we'll be seeing this for the first time. Also to get them to help them plan their journeys, because there's going to be a period of roadwork, so we need people to allow more time for a journey, especially if they need there to be a specific time. Also to tell them where they can get information from, whether our highways agency website or our scheme website, where there'll be information about what roadworks are going on. We're going to have to do some works at night. The motorway is far too busy to reduce lane capacity during the day. So during the day, we'll keep the existing capacity out there to make sure that everyone's got the same journey. Admittedly, there'll be a speed restriction in for safety. But what we've found from our experience and from other schemes is once you reduce the speed, the flow of traffic out there will be a lot better. People will notice a difference. In effect, it will be like how the scheme will operate, although the speed limit won't vary, it'll be a permanent 50. So we need to let people know that the journeys are going to be impacted. and how to plan my journeys and get information.
But also getting out the message that it's going to have a good end result as well.
Yeah, it's all about that positive message, I think, especially when we roll work start. People can only see the short term, and there's a natural sort of inclination to blame the road works. Everyone's got suddenly got rose-tinted spectacles. We think the road's perfect, then as soon as the cones go out, it's obviously it's your fault. But it's not. Road works only contribute to a small amount of delays on the motorway. It's volume of traffic, really. It's about 65% of delays is caused by volume of traffic, only 10% by road works, if you can believe that.
But it will be road works over the next 3 years?
Yeah, we're going to have road works on, so we'll have 50 mile an hour speed restrictions on, there'll be hard shoulder closures. This is where the public can play their part, really, because with a hard shoulder gone, if it's a breakdown or incident, it's going to become a live lane breakdown. We'll have free vehicle recovery and operation to get to people quickly and recover them, but obviously when there is a breakdown, that's going to block lanes. So we really need people to play their part. We need them to make sure their vehicles are regularly serviced. Don't travel on the motorway if your fuel light's on. Make sure you've got plenty of fuel for your journey. Make sure you've got enough water and oil in your car. And that will really help us and also help other road users.
Can you explain emergency refuge areas to me?
One of the ways managed motorways, smart motorways, lets us add additional capacities by taking the hard shoulder out permanently. Obviously, if people have a breakdown or emergency, without the hard shoulder there's nowhere to stop. So we install what's called emergency refuge areas, which are safe sort of laybys where people can pull into, and then there's emergency telephone where they can get help. We generally find that people don't just break down. Only a small percentage of breakdowns on the motorway people needed to stop. You can generally find that they can get off somewhere. So one of the beauties of Manchester is the close spacing of the junctions and the services. People should always have a safe area to get to. If people do stop dead, it does happen, it's very rare. But what's the advantage we have now with all the technology is, like you said previously, with the signs and signals, we can tell people, we can close lanes, we can get vehicles, emergency service vehicles or our traffic officer service there to help people. We're going to have 100% CCTV coverage, so our RCC operators, our regional control centre operators who monitor the network and operate the system will be able to spot vehicles. So it's perfectly safe. We're not making anything less safe than it is now. And if anything, there's more tools there to help people if they get a problem.